Good morning, this is the Chorus Call operator, and welcome to the presentation of the Q1 results for 2011 for the Hera Group. All of the participants are in listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, we will have a Q&A session. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by 1. And now I'd like to give the floor to Dr. Tommaso Tommasi Di Vignano, President of Chairman of Hera Group. Thank you and good morning. It's the usual team here, but the results that we are showing you are stronger. We are coming from a good quarter, and I'm sure you've already read our press release. Our growth was significant. And it was an overall growth, because even though with different percentages, all of these sectors, even at this time, contributed to our positive results. This had an impact on all of the levels of our balance sheet, and therefore, from this point of view, I believe we can be truly satisfied. In terms of contributions, I was saying there was a diversity between the various business areas. Obviously, the energy sector, and you'll see this in the figures we'll be highlighting, did contribute significantly, because by uniting gas and electricity and all of their different sectors, the growth compared to last year was equal to 78%. Obviously, this includes both the commercial activities and the procurement and distribution activities. As far as M&A is concerned, for the first quarter, we only had a single operation that we had already illustrated. And as of January 1st, we were able to start up a biomass plant in joint venture with Enomondo. It's an 120,000-ton plant, and it has been fully on stream since the beginning of the quarter. Our management results were good, and we also were able to create good cash generation, which also highlighted a further reduction in debt, also thanks to the positive cash we have. I'll immediately give the floor to my colleagues, and I'll do this very gladly given the figures they'll be illustrating. And I'd simply like to add, as a note of satisfaction, that the first quarter globally was the most significant one we had compared to all of the previous first quarters. And overall, it brought about a result which is equal to the one we obtained in all of 2010, even though 2010 was a good year. I'll now give the floor to Mr. Moroni so that he can illustrate our financial statement, and then to Mr. Venier, who will be illustrating how we have managed our activities. Thank you and good afternoon. Let's immediately go to page 2 here, where we can see the economic results of this first quarter. Our revenues were equal to 1.168 billion with a plus 6.4% vis-a-vis the 1.098 billion last year. Our revenue increase, as the chairman was illustrating, stems from the combined effect of an expansion in the energy sector, in the electricity sector, also due to the acquisition of the customers in the Salvaguardia sector, and also as an effect of the increase in tariffs. This positive effect also reflected on our EBITDA, which grew by 39 million, and that's equal to a 21.2% increase vis-a-vis the same period last year. The EBITDA in Q1 is equal to 224.3 million euros. Even the EBIT has grown significantly at that, with a plus 28.7%, and it's at 151 million euros. The pre-tax results is equal to 123 million euros, and after a result of our financial management, which was positive in terms of our financial charges, which are linked to debt, while we had a lower contribution deriving from the income of the companies connected to the group. Another significant element is the tax rate, which is at 39.5%, and which brings about our post-tax increase to 74.5 million with a plus 41.6%. The net result post-minorities equal to 7.7 million is 66.8 million vis-a-vis 47.7 million last year with a plus 40%. These positive results contributed to the generation of positive cash flows, positive for the third consecutive quarter, and they allowed us to decrease our net financial position, which went from 1.86 billion euros at year-end to 1.486 billion euros as of March 31st. This effect is even more positive in terms of our cash flow if we separate the delta perimeter effects given by the consolidation of this joint venture, this 50% joint venture with Enomondo, as far as the already mentioned biomass plant is concerned. The effect would have been a 34 million euro positive cash flow. These obviously have an impact on our financial ratios. Our debt-to-equity ratio moves from 0.99 to 0.94, and the debt-to-EBITDA ratio was decreased by 20% vis-a-vis the same period last year. And I'll now give the floor to Mr. Venier. Good afternoon, everyone. We're on page 4 here. Just a brief comment on the various business areas so we can have some time for Q&A. We had a growth equal to 39 million euros, which is all internal growth. As you can see from our traditional distribution, we have 36 of the 39 million came from synergies and organic growth. And specifically, as we will be seeing, especially from our commercial development and from our development in the liberalized activities, in terms of gas and electricity, we had an increase which almost completely covered this development we've had. As you can see, gas on the right-hand side increased by 15 million, whereas electricity increased by 11 million, for a total of 26 million euros out of a total 36 million euros in organic growth. The two remaining parts are two smaller contributions equal to 1.6 million euros each. One comes from the waste-to-energy plant in Rimini. As we had mentioned, the plant started mid-last year, and therefore in Q1, this year it gave its contribution vis-a-vis Q1 last year. And we also have a better functioning of the Imola cogeneration plant. M&A refers to the Enomondo joint venture, which is a 50-50 joint venture with the Cabido partner, within which we have a 120,000-ton biomass and a small composting plant. In terms of the various business areas, in terms of the breakdown by businesses, we can begin by the most important one, which is the networks area, which had a 96 million euro EBITDA with a plus 5% growth. This is a figure which is very much in line with the performances we recorded at the end of last year, when our growth was equal to 4.1%. This is followed by the energy sector, which is the sector which had the most significant growth, moving from 36 to 65 million euros. And I already mentioned briefly how this breaks down. Whereas the waste sector had 58 million euros with a plus 11% growth vis-a-vis the previous year. Even in this case, a small percentage of this was due to the contribution of the Rimini waste energy plant. And for the most part, it was due to the development we had as far as special waste is concerned. And specifically in this area of business, you can find further details on page 5. The volumes in special waste grew by 6% compared to last year. For the first time, we have to highlight a small decrease in urban waste that we'll be studying over the next few months, even though it is slightly different compared to the results we had last year, and therefore perhaps it's due to the overall scenario. In terms of the its contribution to the increase in profitability, we have to also highlight a good performance in electricity, which had an increase equal to 33% due to the better use of our waste energy plants, which, as you can see in the graph in the lower left-hand corner, cover approximately 18% of all of the volumes treated, with a plus 4% increase compared to the previous year. We also had an increase in our composting, which went from 7 to 8%, and a decrease in landfill use. Obviously, this increase in composting also brought about a further development in sorted collection, which is now close to 50%, meaning that each kilo of waste we collect, we can recover 0.5%, whereas the remaining half goes into the waste energy plants, for the most part, to recover its energy content. This is a fully balanced and sustainable approach. On page 6, you can have some figures. You have some figures on our water business. The elements we'd like to highlight for Q1 are in line with our with the trend we saw in 2010. We had a slight decrease in the volumes of water. This quarter was slightly above last year. Already in March, though, the results were better compared to the first 2 months, and in April, they were even better. Also because someone was explaining that since Easter was in April and it was a warm month, we sold less gas, but we sold more water. Another improvement in our performance in this business area is the progressive increase in our revenues, which was equal to some 2.7 million euros, a significant part of which derives from tariff increases, which are at 3.5 or 4%, but also due to the operative costs, which even in Q1 2011 were reduced by 2.6%. Moving on to the two businesses which contributed in a more significant way to the results in Q1, beginning by gas, in which we had a revenues equal to 99.1%, which is a plus 17% compared to the 17.3 million euros in the previous months. This is divided by regulated and liberalized activities, which includes the supply and trading activities. Just a brief comment on the volume trends. The volume is contracted, as you can see, in terms of distribution, which is in line with the national average. In terms of sales, it was slightly above this, but it was more than offset by the trading activities, which had 24 million cubic meters more, which were treated. The same climate effects, which brought about a contraction in the distributed volumes, is also reflected in district heating, in which we had a decrease equal to 3%, which is lower compared to the overall gas figures, since in this business we are increasing our customer base progressively so as to be able to draw the utmost advantage from the investment made in the Imola cogeneration plant. In terms of the number of our customers in the gas business, we are stable, meaning that our churn is offset by the new customers conquered, whereas as far as the sales margins dynamics are concerned, as I was saying, a part of this is connected to the gas procurement, which was negotiated last year, which will last up to September, whereas in the trading sector, which contributed to the results we had in Q1, we have to say that Q1 was able to benefit from the use of the gas that we had acquired last year, whereas as of now, we'll be working to build the portfolio for next winter. Moving on to electricity on page 8, even in this case, we have had some important results, since we pretty much doubled the business's profitability. This was due to two main reasons, the first of which is the commercial development, our sales. As you can see, the volumes sold have grown by 36.5% compared to the previous year. We also had a good increase as far as distribution is concerned, with a plus 5.9% compared to the national average, which is 1%. We also had an increase in our customer base. Significantly, they increased by some 50,000 during Q1. And to these important results, from the point of view of volumes, we have two main contributors, the first of which is the Salvaguardia services, which, as we had mentioned, is a market that we gained last November, which brought about an increase of 30,000 customers and the overall 51,000 customers. And then we have the remaining activities and the commercial activities, which brought about a further 20,000 customers. Moving on, finally, to our investments. I believe this title summarizes our situation. We have a trend which is under control. It's in line with our forecasts, and it's in line with the indications given in the business plan, and it is further decreased compared to last year, also due to the completion of the investment we made on our infrastructure, on our plants. For instance, the completion of the waste energy plant in Rimini. In this first quarter, we had a balance between the maintenance and conservation investments equal to 70%, and certain specific developments which covered some 30% of our investment. And the floor goes back to the chairman for some conclusions. Well, since these are simply the results of our first quarter, there's not much else I can add. Beyond the value of our figures, I'm sure you can see how consistent these figures are with our strategy and how we were able to obtain results from the choices we made some time ago. If you consider that our EBITDA margin, also including our trading activities, is now at 20% vis-a-vis the 17.6% we had last year, I believe that this is a further significant element. It's just a matter of moving forward along this path of ours, a path which doesn't have any strategic obstacles or doubts. We're also working on the new business plan. In April, we made a further step forward that we had already mentioned in an earlier occasion through the acquisition of a gas sales company in the Marche region, which will be integrated into our system. It will be fully integrated as of July 1st. And with a number of other operations we're looking into, in terms of contributing to our results with operations that can modify our perimeter. We are not concerned, as far as this point is concerned. We will have to consider our final offer for the Florence Waste Energy Plant. That offer will be given at the end of June, and therefore we'll be giving you further information in the months to come. Our results are very transparent, very consistent, and very good compared to our expectations. And now we can go into some Q&A, and we are very much available for any questions you may have. This is the Chorus Call operator. We can now begin our Q&A session. Anybody wishing to pose a question can press star followed by one on their telephone. If you change your mind and wish to exit the list, press star followed by two. For any questions, press star followed by one now. The first question is from Francesca Spizzoli-Chevre. Good evening, and I'd like to congratulate you for your results. I have a couple of questions for you concerning the electricity and gas margins. And my question is if these results can be repeated or duplicated during the year, especially at year-end, and what visibility you have on this. And can you confirm that there will be no one-off effects or effects linked to derivatives in these results? As far as the duplication of these results is concerned, we have to make a distinction. In the gas business, you know that there are two quarters that count, whereas the other ones are a lot more marginal. The ones that count are the first and last quarters. In terms of the types of margins we'll be able to see in Q4 of the year, I'm sure that we'll be able to have a clearer picture after the negotiations for procurement for the coming thermal year. As far as I'm concerned, the context hasn't changed much compared to last year, so I am reasonably confident. As far as the electricity business is concerned, this business is a lot more stable. And in this case, the types of marginalities we've seen in Q1 can be compared to the one last year, and obviously benefited from the contribution made from the Salvaguardia sector. Within this result, we also have a certain effect on the derivatives, which obviously, in our case, since these are all covered derivatives, will be noticeable during the year, but it's just a limited amount of million on an overall 38 million sum. The next question is by Stefano Gamberini from Equita Fin. Good afternoon. I would also like to congratulate you for the excellent results. A couple of questions for you. As far as the gas business is concerned, can you explain the trading part? How much did that help? In the sense that already last year it seemed to be a very positive one-off, whereas this year it further increased. So can you quantify that impact? And the same question as far as the sales and district heating sectors are concerned. And as far as gas procurement is concerned, how are these negotiations going? You were mentioning that there is some kind of a stalemate. The decrease in gas coming in from Libya and from Northern Europe may change the scenario compared to the previous 2 years. And if you will truly expect to have a stable EBITDA compared to last year. The second question is on electricity. Can you explain how much the Salvaguardia sector contributed, and on the other hand, the contribution of power generation and trading, if there were some significant impacts from these two areas? And a final question on waste. waste increased by 11%. I was looking that the contribution of the new plants is simply 1 million euros. And I believe that the Rimini plant is now at full capacity. What contribution should we be seeing from the new plants at year-end? And if this double-digit growth in the waste will be confirmed throughout the year, also in terms of the performance of the volumes, of urban volumes, which are being produced. Let's see if I was able to take notes on all of your questions, beginning with the gas business. I'll begin from the overall scenario, and then I'll move on to our specific information. Obviously, the gas pipeline from Libya doesn't bring the 11 billion cubic meters. Obviously, this reduced the gas offer from the market. But this less amount of gas, I think, won't make any major changes on the gas market. So we are reasonably confident in terms of the negotiations for next year are concerned. And going back to the projections for the entire year, I think it's safe to say that the phenomenon that I had illustrated last year, how marginality will move from trading to the commercial activities, this is actually being confirmed on our forecasts, even though it wasn't confirmed in Q1 due to a simple reason. Q1 reflects the procurement choices made the previous year, because as you know, on March 31st, you have to use up all the gas that you acquired in the previous summer. We performed very well in trading because we used the gas we had procured in the summer 2010, whereas compared to Q1 2010, we had gas coming in from summer 2009, and therefore trading performed well. It contributed with some 9 million euros to the business area's result. And moving on, I confirm our projection in terms of shifting the marginality from the trading world to the commercial world, which I already had the chance of telling you in Q1 grew considerably, some 10 million euros more compared to the same quarter last year. Electricity and how much the Salvaguardia sector contributed to this result. It's some 5 million euros on the overall figures, so it's approximately 50%, whereas the remaining 50% comes from our commercial development. And as far as your question on the performance of our plants is concerned, our plants perform as everybody else's. They're not particularly brilliant. But compared to other competitors who are exposed to the market, our advantage is that we were able to allocate that production in the past autumn, and therefore it's all allocated on the end customers. All we need to do is to optimize vis-a-vis the price we gave ourselves internally from the production world vis-a-vis sales to see whether or not it is profitable to produce in the plants or buy on the market so that we can reduce the pressure on a condition which in this part of the value chain isn't particularly satisfactory. Obviously, in our case, we also have to consider it vis-a-vis our business volumes, which in that area is pretty modest, so it's not a matter of concern. As far as waste, the 11% increase, you were mentioning that there's a modest contribution coming from our plants, but the truth is that we are very much fully on stream in the sense that the last plant, the Rimini one, contributed with a further 1.5 million vis-a-vis in the Q1 compared to last year in which it wasn't functioning. All the other plants are fully on stream, so we're only considering one, the difference coming from a single plant. And having activated the final or the new turbine in the month of March, and it was stopped for a couple of weeks to bring this new turbine in. It was only able to contribute for a reduced amount of time. And as far as the marginality coming from these new plants, also given the context of incentives, you can see these figures, or an example of these figures from Enemondo, consolidated at 50%, and this can give you a projection on the overall results. And I think I've answered all of your questions, or at least the ones I was able to take note of. Just to develop on gas, as far as year-end is concerned, do you think you'll have something, or sort of figures in line with last year, or can we project an increase given the excellent Q1 you've had? Thank you very much. I would be very satisfied were we able to replicate last year's results, which were excellent results indeed. Also because last year, as you may remember, in Q4, we were able to benefit from a similar contribution, the one that we are seeing in Q1 2011. Thank you. For any further questions, press star followed by one on your phone. The next question is by Eduardo Montalbano, Centrobanca. Good afternoon. Three questions. The first is as far as gas is concerned. Given the situation on the gas market, do you expect a speeding up of the decision-making process for the Galsi project? Second question, is there any news for the waste-to-energy tenders in Italy? You were mentioning the tender in Florence a few months ago. And finally, third question, as far as electricity is concerned, since you have increased your customer base, are you thinking of increasing your generation capabilities? As far as the Galsi project is concerned, since ourselves, Edison and Enel are present, our partners in this project, we all know what the market conditions are. Obviously, the Galsi project will be bringing in gas as of 2015, given the current program, so it's not something that will happen overnight. And thinking of speeding up this project, I don't think is actually feasible. Whether or not the initial scheduling will be confirmed is the topic we'll be discussing at the end of the year. And that's when we'll be discussing our final investment decision. And therefore, at the end of the year, I think that we'll be having a better picture of the market conditions foreseen for 2012, and therefore I think we'll be able to make a better decision. But we have not changed our minds in terms of actually continuing with this initiative. But I think that the partners have no intention of speeding things up. As far as the waste-to-energy plants are concerned, I don't think that there are any recent tenders. And therefore, perhaps this is also due to the fact that some municipalities have some elections coming up, and therefore they will be linked to a new phase in terms of the decisions, the political decisions for the building of waste-to-energy plants. We're involved in the Florence tender. We're working very intensely on that operation before we decide to send in our final offer, which we'll be sending in by June 23rd. As far as generation is concerned, your line of thinking is correct. In other words, we have always wanted to make the right proportion between the generation which have available at home and the number of customers. And the number of customers is, in fact, increasing, and therefore, to be consistent with that, we should also think of how we can further complement our infrastructure, our asset base. For the time being, it's not a matter of finding opportunities. So, we'll be looking into the opportunities which may arise, also in terms of the reconsidering the prices of certain plants which are no longer updated, and therefore, perhaps it would be a good idea to make certain choices in this sense, were these prices to be modified. The next question is by Stefano Gamberini, Equita Fin. Just a comment on the water business. What would the scenario be and the consequences for you be with the referendum? And secondly, the National Authority for Tariffs you've always said that growing in water is not one of your targets. Can you explain what can happen for the already existing contracts with the referendum and what can change with the single national authority? Well, beginning from the last part of your question, as far as the authority is concerned, we have always supported the recent government's initiative. Hopefully, the decree will be approved by Parliament, and we feel that this is a step that can truly help the sector just as much as the rationalization of gas distribution regulations helped that sector. This is a step which still needs to be completed, but it does certainly go in the right direction. As far as the issue of the referendum is concerned, we'll be looking to the coming events without any concerns. I think that participation to the referendum will be very low. Regulating the sector with the investment requirements it has, and that can give an adequate service to the country without having an adequate amount of remuneration for those making the investments, is a bizarre matter. So that's our opinion as far as the referendum is concerned. And we're also not concerned due to the fact that usually, even were we to have any repealing effects, there would have to be further passages in Parliament. So it's not this. This is just to say that were the referendum to pass, there won't be a void. In other words, we feel that in the short to medium term, we can continue with the normal conditions that we have. As far as the other part of your question is concerned, we haven't decided to change our strategy vis-a-vis the specific sector in terms of operating outside of our territory. Also, given the fact that this is a business with very specific characteristics, with long-term returns, and our region has the highest levels of service, and therefore acting as a missionary, so to speak, elsewhere, with high levels of uncertainties compared to the ones we already have in the sector, is not something that we're looking to. For any further questions, press star followed by one on your phone. For any questions you may have, press star followed by one on your phone. Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, gentlemen, for the time being, there are no further questions. Well then, thank you very much. We'll be talking in August, even though we'll be seeing some of you before that. All the best and thank you.